to DJW Mobile.
WN0TR. How's your folks doing down there, Nate?
Can come in the house, but probably got within about 2 feet. The whole county, Lee County, is down there. They're going to declare that whole county a disaster. So they're probably going to be a few weeks to a couple of months before power gets restored. And we're planning to go down there and get them and bring them up here. They can't go 2 months without power. In Florida, as hot as it is, they can't go 2 months without electricity.
Well, I agree, Dave. Yeah, I kind of thought you might have been on the way down there this morning. I called for you a couple of times. Well, we hope they're all right, and they're very fortunate to have folks like you. You probably need a pickup truck and a trailer when you go, though, don't you?
In the van, but they're probably not going to want to be without their car, so we'll probably just rent a van. Everybody's got animals, and none of the animals can be left by themselves.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Dave. Well, good luck with that. I don't know what on earth we could do to help you, but if there is, well, let me know.
I'm just thankful that I was afraid they would be, like, standing on their tippy toes to keep their nose above water inside the house. But that's what I'm thankful for, that the water didn't come in the house. They live 8 feet off of the sea level, and I think it made it to 6 feet in Lee County.
Yeah, we've been watching it and thinking about that down there. I can't remember what town my cousin lives in down there. I'm going to have to look that up. He said if it ever does it again, he went through one a few years ago. He says if it ever, and he's a lawyer, and he got his office and everything. And he says, I'm going to move back to Wyoming, but I don't know how his wife will feel about that.
The newscaster's talking to the mayor yesterday, and he's been down there either 30 or 40 years, something like that. And he stayed there for every single storm. He said he's never seen one like this before, and he will not stay for the next one. This is the one that broke him after being there at least 30 years.
Well, I was listening to the news on the radio a little bit ago, and they said they had Hurricane Charlie, I think they said it was. Exactly, I believe it was 16 years ago. Anyways, it was 2004, I think. But it was moving at 25 miles an hour, not 8 miles an hour.
Difference. It's just sitting there for all of that time is what caused the problem. If it had moved on through, it wouldn't have been near as big a problem. But just sitting there, it's all kind of damage.
TR Mobile. Well, we're pulling in down here by Sam's, Dave. But, yeah, they said, we're in Spartanburg, by the way, they said that some of those places had 17 foot of storm surge. That is unbelievable when they're already at sea level just about. Oh, crazy, crazy. Yeah, Sam's is filling up fast. I guess we'll have to don our masks. Anyways, you take care, Dave, and like I said, if we can do anything to assist, we'll let us know. This is N0TR clear.
Hey, take care. You and Miss Bernice, W4DJW Mobile.
WKA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning. If you have to go down and if you have a shift Saturday or Sunday, you let me know and I'll try to help you pick it up.
And everybody rotates on Saturdays, so it won't be me this Saturday. It'll be somebody else. But it'd be good to monitor it because sometimes I have to do. There's two of the Saturday net controllers I have to remind them frequently, and even then they could stand a chance of missing it. So it's always good to monitor a Saturday if I'm not here.
I've been monitoring a lot of the Hurricane Ian watches on DMR and on Echolink. And then I know that they're going to activate SE Heart tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then they've already put out a list of what repeaters are not going to be active and which ones have no coverage and no communication link to the whole system. So, but I was going to announce that on the net tonight. So, alrighty, well, I'm there, and I'll keep an ear on the radio, KA3JCA.
And I don't know if I'll be here or not. There's several kids in North Carolina and South Carolina of our parents down in Fort Myers, and each one of them's talking about going. We don't all need to go get them. We need to decide on which one's going to go get them or which two are going to go get them or something like that. So, and it may be me and my wife. It may be my father-in-law's daughter over in Raleigh. I don't know what it'll be, but anyway, I appreciate you keeping an eye on the Saturday net control operator, making sure that if nobody shows up, somebody picks it up.
All righty, sir. Yeah, I'm feeling a little better day by day and just getting up slowly and surely and trying to move. And I found that just readjusting my medicine to, like, so when I do Friday nets, that seems to help a little bit more with the move and the activity. So I'm slowly but surely trying to shift every day like that. Not that I want that control every night, but you know what I'm talking about.
Man, if you had an opportunity to get that latest executable, because it is annoying with that thing popping around on you while you're calling a net.
And I downloaded it. No issues whatsoever. And I tell you what, stand by 1 second. This morning either. It's still there. It works great. And it's actually funny because the prior issue, or the one prior to that, I was having problems with the download, extract, and compile. But because I didn't get Sunday's or Monday's file from the FCC, but when I downloaded your latest one, I downloaded it, and it no mistakes, no errors or nothing like that, and it ran fine during the compile.
I'm glad it does that, and that one does have the cleaned up menu bar across the top so that you can download the FCC database anytime you want instead of having to have it automated for you. So, good. Sounds like we're on track now.
What is the check button for again? I know it's the download, extract, and compile, but what was the check one for?
So back when I originally wrote that, you never knew when the FCC was going to update the database. It wasn't consistent. Like now, it's consistent. Every Sunday evening, they update it. So you don't wonder. But back then, you wondered. So what it would do is compare the data files that you have with the data files that the FCC has, and it'd tell you whether you need to do a download and compile. But now you just know that after Sunday, you need to do a download and compile, so it's really no longer needed.
I tried a couple of the buttons, and it just says unknown and doesn't do anything. So I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing anything. But, yeah, I'm getting better at it each day, or each time that I mess with it. I'm getting a little faster, and I have a 24-inch monitor that will be here either tomorrow or Saturday, but in the meantime, I've got it covered.
This ham radio, if you do it right, it does take a lot of real estate on the computer. Or at least the way I do it, it takes a lot of real estate, so I think you're going to enjoy that.
Even with my bifocals and stuff, I have a 15-inch monitor on my laptop, and it's like the font is just so small when it puts that across the bottom. And, excuse me, but I tried it on the 24-inch, and boy, can I see that data now, KA3JCA.
It used to be my eyes were good enough to see that small font really easy without any problem. In fact, I preferred it. If it's anything bigger than that, it was wasting real estate, but not anymore. Right now, I enjoy the larger font on the bigger screen. I don't make it smaller to get more real estate anymore. It's amazing how things like that change as you get older.
So, well, we'll be monitoring, and like I said, if there's something I can do, I mean, I know it's limited, just please, just ask, and I'll either tell you yay or nay.
All right, well, I'm about to be at home, so appreciate the ride home. Have a good one. Talk to you later. KA3JCA, W4DJW.
talk to you later, sir. KA3JCA.
JCA, at 4DJC.
Sir Jerry, KA3JCA. How are you doing, sir?
And Dave, hope you have a good morning. Didn't want to interrupt your conversation. I feel better today. I had a rough time the last couple of days of Monday. Got home Monday evening, and well, actually, I got home Monday evening. I went to the doctor for a normal checkup, and I didn't feel 100%. And Tuesday, went over to Malden to keep the grandkids eating. I started running a fever, and I ran one. Tuesday night, up to about 101 or so, and I don't know what it was. I didn't have any congestion or anything like that. Had a little bit of a headache, but that was about it. I feel a lot better today, though. I ran a fever a little bit last night as well, but seems to be back down to my normal 97.6. When you get older, your temperature stays about a degree lower than normal.
Know what you mean. There's times that they take my temperature and it's actually lower than HET 97, and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
My temperature's been in her, well, she's not 70 yet. I said 70, she'd probably get after me with a frying pan, but she's turned 69 in July, and both of our normal temperature's around 96.7 or something like that. But I asked about that. So it's typical. Some people run a little cooler, but so when I get up to 98.6 or something like that, I start feeling, I can tell that I'm not, of course, I'm not normal anyway, but I can tell that something's not quite right.
That, well, you know, I have to take blood thinners too because of my heart and AFib and all that stuff like that, and I swear, since I've been on them, I get cold faster, but the doctor told me that there's no truth to that, I guess. It's one of those myths or truths or thing like that when your blood thins out. But I can tell you that I spent 20 years up in Delaware in the cold weather, and it got to the point that my blood was so thick, literally, I could go outside barefooted in a pair of shorts and no shirt in the wintertime in the snow, and I could stay out there 5-10 minutes, and it didn't affect me. And then when I moved to Florida, I swear that with my blood so thick, it was like I was always burning up and sweating all the time. And then after about 3 years of being down in the warm weather, it seemed to have thinned out, and it was fine. And then, of course, now that I'm on blood thinners, it seems like it's a lot thinner, and I swear I get cold easy. KA3JCA.
KA4DJC. Yeah, my situation is the furnace didn't work so good anymore. The thermostat's broken. I've discovered I had a thyroid problem a number of years ago. I was hypo, and so I have to take the synthetic. I don't take the real stuff. I take the synthetic hormone, and I finally got that regulated out, where it's pretty good now. Mine stays in the range, especially if mine was. It was, I wasn't sleeping well, and my hair was brittle and dry, and they changed it out and said, yeah, that's it. And then a couple of years after that, my calcium became elevated. And, of course, that's always a concern because elevated calcium is used sometimes as an indication you've got some type of tumor or something, you know. When your calcium goes up, then they check my parathyroid, and my parathyroid hormone was out of whack, so now I've got thyroid and parathyroid problems. And I tell people, my furnace don't work so good anymore, and my thermostat's broken on top of that. I stay cold all the time, and especially all in wintertime, like, we just can't even get warm. But I think it's got to do with I think blood pressure medication and a mild diuretic as well. And then, it's just one of those things where it seems like no matter what, the more stuff you take, the worse you get.
I can't wait to go back and see my doctor here. I see one next week, and then I go back a couple weeks later and see another one. But I'm trying to get, I'm taking like 9 or 10 medicines in the morning, a couple during the lunchtime, and then like 9 or 10 at night. It's ridiculous.
That's a bunch. That gets confused until you really have to be organized. Remember, take, I have mine set up, so I've got a reminder on my phone to remind me when to take mine. I only have 5, so I feel blessed to only have 5. I take 2 of them in the evening, 3 of them in the morning. So I have to take 1 about an hour before I eat, which is kind of problematic, because after I get up, I'm ready to have a cup of coffee and get something to eat. I'll just go ahead and drink my coffee, though. But my levels, my thyroid levels seem to be okay. But, yeah, I just said, what was wrong with me in the last 24 hours, but feel a lot better now. I didn't have any congestion or anything like that, so I don't think I got into, a COVID issue or anything like that. I might just picked up a little bug maybe or something, who knows. But you take that's a lot of medication, Rich. It's hard to get off. All that stuff interacts with everything else, too, I guess, that.
Two of the biggest things that I have to take is the potassium and that magnesium oxide, and because I didn't realize it. I mean, I eat a lot of stuff like green vegetables and bananas and stuff, but for some reason, because part of the condition I have and, of course, the diuretics, it takes away a lot of that potassium, and that's what they're saying keeps my electrical system in my heart operating, as I need that potassium. If it gets too low, I go into AFib, so, and of course, that and the magnesium oxide, so I have to take a lot of potassium, three times a day, and then the mag is just twice a day, so, but other than that, it's a lot of medicine, and I'm like, I don't remember my dad even taking as much medicine.
He had to go in every couple of weeks for the pills. I think he got an injection every couple of weeks. I think I may be incorrect about that. He was taking the warfarin, and he never liked taking it. But my wife didn't. I don't think she's got any problems with her heart, as they say she might have. But I had a scare earlier this year where I thought I was having a heart attack, and I'm not an EMS guy. I don't usually call the ambulance, but my wife got real concerned. We did that. They checked everything. Everything was okay. And I had a little bit of some other issue I had, but I did find out I had a PVCs or whatever those things are. It'd be a post-ventricular contractions, I guess, but it's just kind of a flutter or something like that, I guess, Richard. But didn't notice it. If they do a treadmill and a nuclear test too. Didn't see anything other than that. So I feel fortunate that's not a problem, at least so far.
And there, so are you all set and ready to go for the weather that we're going to get tomorrow? It looks like just a lot of rain and wind.
No, we don't have any trees in the yard, so we don't have to worry about that. The next one, built a new house next door, took down a lot of the big trees. Those were the ones we were concerned about. They took those down, so I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. Hopefully, we're not in a, we're kind of down in a hole, so we don't usually get a lot of wind, but, we'll just have to wait and see. We're not expecting anything more than some wind and maybe a little bit of rain, but you never know. That thing can take a turn one way or the other, and it can be a lot worse than we think it's going to be, but hopefully it won't be. But, you said you had to take a diuretic as well.
But they have me on spironolactone and furosemide, and there's another one that starts with an M. So, yep. So that's kind of what plays levels with, what plays havoc with my potassium and magnesium.
Potassium level would be down, but mine was okay, which surprised me. Magnesium, everything else was okay. Didn't find anything else. Anything, nothing was out of range would really surprise me. I figured it something would be, but it wasn't. But anyway, I'm just glad to be over there and see if I can, I'd very seldom run a fever. That's something that just happened. I mean, I haven't had the flu in years. And really haven't been sick in a long time, so we just don't get out that much anymore. Of course, the grandkids there always, you know, they bring stuff home with them, and they seem to be pretty healthy. So they had of being sick, we don't usually go over there. But when they're little, you know, they just bring everything in the world home with them, because they get all kinds of stuff from, you know, kindergarten age to, you know, first or second grade. Everybody's got, you know, just spread throughout the schools, it seems like.
Time I was sick, Jerry, is the I had to go to the hospital for something, and I swear that they gave me COVID there at the hospital, because I mean I was went for a different reason, but I swear that the stuff that they gave me or were testing or doing whatever they were doing when they triaged you, they came back and said I had tested positive for COVID. But yet, I had done like 2 days before that, I did the home test, and it was negative, and Sally works at home, and Ashley works at Public, and neither one of them had been sick, and like I said, I didn't catch anything, and lo and behold, Ashley took me to the hospital that day, and when we went, she had COVID too, but it wasn't a severe case, because she's had the shots, and even though I had the shots, I spent a week in the hospital, kind of like in quarantine, KA3JCA.
That's terrible. My wife's got a little bit better immune system than I do. She hardly ever, very seldom gets sick or any kind of thing like that at all. I've always had some type of respiratory issues over the years, my allergies and all kinds of other things. You know, just everything seems to affect me. Have to be cautious about that. Or it's just the nature of things or whatever, but I try to stay healthy. But sometimes it's hard to as you get older. Well, I'm going to have to get off here now, Richard, but I wanted to holler at you and say hello. And hope you're doing okay. And hope you do get something resolved with me when you got to go back to the doctor. Maybe I could combine some of those meds or do something to, you know, decrease the number that you have to take. That's all for having to take that meeting. But anyway, I hope you have a good day, and I'll catch you a little bit later on, I guess. KA3JCA and 4DJC.
Thank you very much, sir, for dropping in this morning. Appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day. And I'm actually sitting up, and I actually, like I told Dave, I feel good this morning. So I'm going to try to move around a little bit, try to stretch my arms and one good leg there. So I will talk with you later on, sir. KA3JCA, clear.